Way of the Warrior, your MMA show.
10 seconds.
He rolls into it.
Wow, he might get it. Take it.
Way of the Warrior.
One of his legs could fight at welterweight, I'm sure.
Probably.
Roll mount, here's some ground, and pound by O'Gara.
I think the first 2 minutes were everything we thought it was going to be, and then after that, it was the surprise of the night.
If it happens in MMA, you hear about it here. Your MMA show, Way of the Warrior.
It is Way of the Warrior. Eric Hultgren, along with Ken Evans, this weekend, UFC 217. And in the middle of the pay-per-view, one of my favorite fights this weekend. I can't even wait for this one. As Rose Namajunas will take on Joanna Jędrzejczyk. And we are honored this time around for Joanna to join us once again to talk about what's happening this weekend. Joanna, how are you?
Hi, Eric. I'm very, very good.
I am so excited to talk to you.
Thank you.
Well, we've been huge fans since you entered the UFC, and when we get to nights like Saturday night, I always find your fights interesting because it feels to me, even before you went to American Top Team, like you were playing a different game than everyone else that you were fighting against. But can you talk a little bit about how much that game has even adapted further when you went to American Top Team? Because you looked, it's even hard to say this, right? But you looked better in that last fight than you had in the UFC, which is even crazy to think. So what can we expect on Saturday night?
That you saw that and you're seeing this, and I'm excited that you are happy. But you know, I put on more work in this camp, and you can expect me in better shape than I was in my last fight with Jessica Andrade. I was focused on my training, and I've been working on my grappling and jiu-jitsu even more than before. But of course, people don't see me fighting on the ground, but I can tell you that I'm evolving, I'm learning new things, and I feel much better and more confident on the ground than I used to feel. So I want to give her nothing, you know, in this fight. That's the thing. And even I did like almost 100 fights in Muay Thai, kickboxing and boxing, but I feel like Katel Kubis is changing my striking game, my footwork, the power of my punches. I'm more dynamic, I throw more combos, I'm more smart, I'm more patient, and there is the other part. My takedown defense got even better with Cami Barzini, who was not part of this camp anymore, but before. But I remember what he taught me the first camp and the last camp. The camp before, like the first camp before 205, the camp before 211, and Mikey Brown, his grappling and jiu-jitsu is just amazing, you know. So I feel like I surround with the best people in the business, and I step on better level, you know, on different level, on better level.
You're 100% on a different level, and that's what I was saying. When you go back and look at that fight against Jessica, you can see the patience, right? You're seeing the shots, you're waiting for the shots, you're not rushing, and I think all of that stuff, to me, plays very well into this fight on Saturday night, because Rose is known for being kind of they call her unorthodox or wild or whatever that is, and I think the fact that you've developed this, or I guess leveled up your patience as far as striking goes, makes it so that you can wait for her to come to you and do what you want to do.
Of course, I can be a counter fighter, you know. Even I know that I can attack like Mike Tyson, you know. And she said at the press conference on the media call, she said like her, she can throw the jab in 100 different ways, but the truth is that if you can throw one good jab and knock your opponent out, and this is what I'm going to do. So that's the thing, like the precision of my punches and other details is getting better. So I know I will be very focused in this fight, and I will very my punches are going to be very precise. And they all are smart before my fight, you know, like they always say like, oh, she hasn't fought a good wrestler, good grappler, good striker. But the truth is, I fought with Gadea, the best jiu-jitsu player in the strawweight division. I fought with Valerie Letourneau, very good striker, you know. I fought with Jessica Andrade, very good wrestler, yeah. So I think that Rose will give up when she's gonna taste my punches.
And I think that's the thing, right? Is they all have a game plan until you sock them in the face, and you clearly punch harder than ever.
I have a game plan, and it's good to stick to the game plan, but you must take fight second by second, you know, because the opponent can show up different way than show up in the last fight, you know. So you must take the fight second by second. And I was born for that. I am a real fighter, and I am a real warrior, you know, and I know how to take the fight, you know.
Yona, I think some of the reasons that the fans love you so much, though, is not only are you a warrior and you put on these spectacular performances, but outside of the octagon, you're this super down-to-earth human who seems to love the adventure of life and going out and kind of playing a little bit. And we obviously only get glimpses of that via Instagram or the embeddeds or whatever, but what has developed that polarity in your personality that you just enjoy the zest of life so much and then can, on a dime, become this warrior that just destroys people in the octagon?
You know, I think, like you said, you know, you can see me smiling, laughing, making jokes, but when it's time to do business, I do business, and I'm 100% in. And I learned that you must surround with good people in the business, because so many people helping me before my every fight and after the fight, you know, from my coaches, my sparring partners, my teammates, my physician, my nutritionist, my agent, management company. I'm agent free right now. Trader, and my cousin, because I know I can hold the business. I signed just a new contract before this fight with Dana White, and I was negotiating this contract, and I proved that I mean something to the UFC, and that I can throw a hard cards on the table.
Yep.
And we play hard, and we love each other with Dana, but when there is a time to talk about business, of course, both sides must win, you know. But I'm very happy that we can sit, we can shout at each other, but at the end, make a deal and still love each other, you know. Yeah, that's the thing. So I used to go through some difficulties in my fighting career. I was about to leave my job, which is being an athlete, and I didn't do that because I just changed people who I'm working with. Yeah, so, and I'm very, very happy, very lucky with people who I surround with now.
It's very important to surround yourself with great people, right? Obviously.
They are part of my success, you know. You cannot win the belt and like, okay, and now let people just, you know, and you cannot be bossy, you know. You must, because it's your business, you know. At the end, you step into the octagon, you know, and there is only you and your opponent, you know. But you must make sure that that the single person of your, in your team is putting 100% into.
Joanna Jędrzejczyk joining us, UFC 217. It is this weekend. I know you've got a million of these to do, so I want to ask one last quick question. You obviously weren't as busy this year as you have in years past. Can we expect to see you two or three times in 18, or like, what's the plan for next year?
Yeah, you know what? I used to fight every month when I was competing in MMA. I remember my UFC debut, and believe me, I'm hungry the same as I was before my UFC debut and before I won my belt. So that's why I'm staying on the top, and that's why I keep on defending my belt. But the thing is, I remember I had a fight May 20th. Then I had a fight month after. And 5 weeks after the second fight, I had my UFC debut. So I used to be busy. I used to fight every 3-4 months, you know. But now it's getting more and more difficult. I want to stay a champion. I don't want to lose my belt. I want to be undefeated. And that's why I prefer to fight twice a year. And it's more difficult because 14 months ago, I moved to American Top Team to Florida. I spent most of the time in Florida. But my family, my life is in Poland. So I'm very, very happy, very lucky that my family, my friends, they support me. They are with me, and they understand that I must stay in the States to keep on evolving, you know, to continue my career, my fighting career, in the octagon and outside the octagon. So next year, definitely, I'm planning to do two fights. If there is going to option to do three fights, and if I am going to feel good, I will do that. Why not? But you know, if I will win this fight in the first round, I might fight at the end of the year.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Very cool. Joanna, I know you've got a million of these, so I'm going to let you go because I know you've got 800 of these interviews
Thank
to do.
You so
but
much. I will talk to you after the fight. The victory tour is on me, okay?
I would love to. Joanna, good luck this weekend. Can't wait to talk to you after the victory.
Bye. Thank you so much.
And there she goes, UFC 217. This weekend you can get it on pay-per-view as Joanna Jędrzejczyk takes on Rose Namajunas. You also have TJ Dillashaw and Cody Garbrandt going mano-a-mano. And in the main event slot, GSP is back taking on Michael Bisping at 185 pounds. should be an amazing weekend of fights. Catch everything on Twitter and Facebook. Search WOW Show.